I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
Of the 40 thieves on whose account Barbara's father is serving a 12 years jail sentence, we've taken reprisals against about 20. Ruin, bankruptcy, even suicide have resulted from our combined attacks. Thus, when the case of Brian Faversham was brought into the limelight again, and a possible retrial ordered, I was very annoyed with the managing editor of the Evening Gazette when he poo-pooed the idea that the Grey Goose had made any contribution. So I decided to haunt him with grey goose feathers till he saw the light. Charlie Austin and I therefore raided his house and planted feathers all over. We were hiding neath the window curtains when Annadale, finding fish and feathers in his sandwiches, abandoned his supper and started with his wife to go up to bed. We were rather crestfallen, however, when said wife called us.
Nipped in the bud, that's what.
Don't be shy, gentlemen. Do come out from under those curtains. After all, I'm only one woman. You are two husky men, judging from the size of the feet protruding. Come on.
Myra! Myra!
Yes, dear?
What the devil's nonsense is this? There's feathers all over my room. Here, there, everywhere.
All right, dear. Won't be long. Up in a few minutes. Just tidying up down here. Now, come out, gentlemen.
Crumbs.
Ah, masked, I see. Well, in that case, you have a slight advantage. Pardon me if I'm wrong. Are you burglars? Oh, in case you are, let me warn you. I always carry this with me.
A gun? A toy.
But it doesn't fire toy bullets. Now, out with it. What are you doing hiding under my curtains?
To tell you the truth, Mrs. Annadale, we waited to see how Mr. Annadale enjoyed his sandwiches.
You didn't cut them, I presume?
No. Actually, we were only responsible for the filling of feathers.
Were you trying to choke him to death?
By no means. Actually, this was a piece of intimidation.
Go on.
He cast, in his paper, some aspersions on that character, the Grey Goose.
Why shouldn't he? The man's a brigand, a fugitive from justice.
Good heavens, no, madam. He's a jolly nice bloke, isn't he, Charlie?
My word, yes. And out to get them what does others a dirty piece of biz.
Thank you, Charlie. And now, Mrs. Annadale, why didn't you fire that gun, blow a police whistle, and generally raise Yahoo?
Because, my friend, I too would like to be a grey goose.
Madam, content yourself with being a very beautiful white swan.
Oh, but how gallant. And I'll be serious while I speak my little piece. This reopened affair of Brian Faversham concerns me deeply. Years ago, Faversham and I were great friends.
I think I understand.
His decline and fall, shall we call it, was engineered. And when I heard that the Grey Goose, or whoever it was, had attacked his erstwhile associates, I felt that somehow Brian's suffering would not last those terrible 12 years. Well, can't you say something? I'm struggling to put in words something I can hardly admit to myself. Now listen, prosecute all those men, prosecute my husband, drive them and him into the daylight. You've done much, now do more and get your man out of Dartmoor.
Are you really addressing those words to me?
I am, because mask or no mask, you're the man himself, the Grey Goose. Don't deny it. Now if I can help, just ask me.
But your husband...
My husband? I haven't a real one. He's what you've seen, maybe heard about. Ruthless, a born bully. Oh, why do I tell you this? Now I must go. Listen, take any steps, any. Don't study my husband. If I can help, I will. Smother him with your feathers if you have to, and I'll help. Good night. The hall door is open.
Blimey. Lady Macbeth on the blooming...
Nothing like it, Charlie. Let's get out of this. We've just seen a slice of high life, and I don't like it. Come on, close the door quietly.
She don't like her old man. That's what.
No, and as such, might prove a very valuable ally. I think at the same time, Charlie, never trust a woman too far. Why does she let us off when a howl would have brought the house down on us? Why does she come somewhat theatrical with a gun and a heartbreak story about a husband she hates, a man she used to love?
Oh, blimey, you got me there. You reckon the dame's a phony?
I wouldn't go that far. After all, she did see our toes under the curtains and didn't let on.
Oh, queer, isn't it?
Definitely queer. However, we've got a bigger fish to fry.
Ah, we go on haunting.
Yes, we do. Mr. Annadale is to be tickled to death with his feathers. And so this is how we do it. The morning's mail, Mr. Annadale.
Opened it?
Yes, sir. It's extraordinary.
How do you mean, extraordinary? Well, go on. What's wrong?
Out of 57 letters, sir.
Yes?
39 are envelopes enclosing a feather.
A what?
A feather, sir.
Good grief. 39?
Yes, sir.
Yes, who is it?
The Grey Goose, Mr. Annadale.
Who?
The Grey Goose. The man who you, in your ignorance, thrust aside in a mean editorial note, remember?
What the devil do you want?
Nothing. Now, isn't that strange? No blackmail, no demand except one or two unvalued items.
One? What are they?
That you recant. Correct your libelous statement about myself. Instruct your editor to give press support to a retrial of Brian Faversham. Acknowledge and publicize the doubtful dealings that members of his syndicate were guilty of. Generally conduct a campaign for the reinstatement of an innocent man.
Is that all?
That is all. Campaign for reinstatement. The others are but two suggested progressive steps. On your way, Mr. Managing Editor, or else.
Or else what?
The feathers will fly to some real gust. Maybe a gale. Yippee!
Charlie, my boy, what do you do in your spare time?
Oh, never had any.
No reading?
Not much.
Pity. All right, you've got a minute now. Have a look at that little classic.
Oh, thanks. Blimey. Hot number if ever I saw one.
All right, you don't have to glue yourself to it. Pass it back.
Just a moment.
Now. Thanks. Personally, I think that stuff is rather too advanced for a youngster like you. It's a little thing, as you've noticed, called Yippee. Between the rather sexy pictures, there's printed stuff of interest.
Crikey, wait on. I like this paragraph.
You do not. It's subversive and does not apply to a free citizen like you.
Well, then how...
That's it, Charlie. How does that stuff reach the printers? How does a magazine like that get onto the bookstalls and the newsstands?
That's it. How?
I'll tell you. This bit of dirt is edited, financed, distributed, and printed in camera by a big organization. A paper pursuing ordinary press paths as a reputable evening journal.
You don't say.
I do say, although I'm not exactly certain. Charlie, are you game to raid the Gazette offices with me?
Why not?
They'll be open all night. Press is running. Late and stop press news coming in before issue. Reporters all over the place.
Oh, we can't get anything.
That's easy. But how do we track down this dirt to its source? You see, the Gazette itself is a reputable journal. But its managing editor, one Annadale, is, in my opinion, running other lines.
How do you know?
I'll tell you. That little magazine has long been under suspicion. Charlie, printing presses, reporters, night staff and all, we pay a visit to the Gazette tonight. Okay by you?
Okay by me, Mr. Hicks.
Fine. Then to Ack Emma at the Gazette. Excuse me, anybody here called Duffy?
Duffy? Ain't such a bird on the night staff.
Where else could I ask?
Next floor? Maybe he's a heel with a story. See the sub.
Come on, Charlie. We have to see the sub.
Sub? Who's he, a fish?
No, sub-editor, not submarine.
Blinking BR, this place. Give me a nice beer in the suburbs when I want to crack a crib.
Next floor. Charlie, you and I are extras.
Extras? Here, I don't get it.
If we run into someone, we are specials. We have news.
Have we?
Never mind. Look at this door. Managing editor, Mr. Annadale.
Okay, 2 a.m. We've got Mr. Annadale's door. Now, what does that spell?
A quiet break in. We wish to know about Mr. Annadale.
Ah, no sooner said than done. Here goes. Blimey, the beehive's still buzzing.
Yes. We'll have to work fast, Charlie.
What are we looking for?
Anything typed or written or printed that bears any relation to that magazine Yippee. Blocks of bathing beauties, nightclub stuff and all that. Get the idea?
Good. I'm enthusiastic about this stuff.
Well, don't let your enthusiasm for a few pretty pictures blind you to the fact that a cop at this moment means jug for both of us. Now get a move on. The desk, those cupboards, the file cabinet, or if necessary, the safe. Go to it.
Okay. The operational word is search.
Even if you don't understand at the moment, Charlie, go right ahead in the search. You see, that stuff we happened on before, those photo blocks of bathing beauties, are covers for much more subtle stuff than mere feminine form.
Oh. So we've got onto some commos, is that the idea?
Apparently, yes. That is the idea. Get a move on. We want photos particularly.
Crocky is a beauty. I could leave home for her.
That's a studio press photo, no good.
No good? Crocky, what do you want, the Queen of Sheba?
No, Charlie. I want a newsprint copy, not a glazed affair. Look, man, look.
Crocky, here's the very thing.
That's right. Newspaper pulls taken from the photograph itself.
Girl, still looks beautiful, don't she?
Quite so. But hold that sheet of newsprint up to a light. So. Now, look.
Printing and it. Can't read a word.
Neither can I. But it's there in some foreign characters. Printed under the picture of that exotic beauty.
How very right you are. But being right is not going to help you at this moment. Now hold it, my friends. This is the managing editor's office. Mine. One button, pressed, it rings in the night staff room. And at least six reporters and other personnel will be here in 1 minute.
Well, press your button.
You will be arrested as common burglars, you know.
Very well. Press your button. We'll be arrested. That'll suit us very well. But what a story we'll have, eh? Have you thought of that, traitor?
That is a difficult poser, of course, for managing editor Annadale. Still, he might be able to rescue his papers before charging the burglars, but we somehow think that will not be permitted by the Grey Goose.